Welcome back to Exploring America State by State. After the bourbon and horse country of Kentucky, today we're heading into Tennessee, a state where music pours out of every doorway and mountains rise straight up out of the mist. Tennessee is known as the Volunteer State, a nickname earned from soldiers who answered the call to serve in surprising numbers during the War of 1812. Today, the state is better known as the birthplace of country music in Nashville, the home of the blues on Beale Street in Memphis, and the location of the most visited national park in the entire country. Tennessee blends mountain wilderness, honky-tonk energy, and a barbecue tradition that runs as deep as the whiskey. And it genuinely rewards a slow, unhurried drive from one end to the other. The Foothills Parkway skirts the edge of the Great Smoky Mountains with sweeping overlooks that rival anything in the park itself, minus the heavier crowds you'll find elsewhere. Cades Cove Loop Road winds through a historic mountain valley dotted with preserved log cabins and churches, plus some of the best wildlife viewing in the entire Smokies. Newfound Gap Road crosses the spine of the mountains between Tennessee and North Carolina, climbing through dramatic elevation changes and shifting forest along the way. And the southern stretch of the Natchez Trace Parkway winds through quiet, tree-lined countryside near Nashville, a genuinely peaceful contrast to the city's busier streets. Fall Creek Falls, the tallest waterfall east of the Rocky Mountains, plunges more than 200 feet into a forested gorge most visitors never expect to find in Tennessee. Roan Mountain's rhododendron gardens bloom into a spectacular purple and pink display each June, drawing hikers to one of the highest balds in the southern Appalachians. The Lost Sea. Adventure in Sweetwater lets you ride a glass-bottom boat across America's largest underground lake, a genuinely surreal cave experience most travelers never expect. And Real Foot Lake, formed by a massive earthquake back in 1811, offers eerie cypress-covered water and some of the best bald eagle watching in the entire South. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park draws more visitors than any other national park in the country, with misty ridgelines, waterfalls, and black bear sightings that make it an easy favorite for first-time visitors. Nashville's Grand Ole Opry and Music Row form the beating heart of American country music, with live performances happening nearly every night of the week. Graceland in Memphis, Elvis Presley's former home, offers an intimate look into the life of one of music's most legendary figures. Jack Daniel's Distillery in Lynchburg gives visitors a tour through the exact process that's made Tennessee whiskey famous worldwide, and Dollywood in Pigeon Forge combines thrill rides with genuine Appalachian charm, all under Dolly Parton's own hometown vision and personal touch. A few things worth knowing. Gatlinburg's main tourist strip is packed with attractions charging premium prices for experiences you can often find better and cheaper just outside the immediate downtown core. Nashville's Broadway honky-tonks sometimes carry steep cover charges and inflated drink prices during peak weekend hours. So, exploring a few blocks off the main strip can turn up equally great music for less money. And Graceland's VIP tour upgrades duplicate a lot of what the standard tour already covers, so compare carefully before paying extra for the add-ons. Tennessee's major interstates, I-40, I-24, I-75, and I-81, offer wide, well-maintained routes connecting Nashville, Memphis, and Knoxville comfortably for larger rigs. The Smoky Mountains themselves bring steep grades and winding roads, so plan extra time and check your brakes before tackling routes like Newfound Gap Road. The Foothills Parkway is genuinely RV-friendly and delivers incredible views without the tightest switchbacks found deeper inside the park itself. For paid camping, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park offers developed campgrounds at Cades Cove and Elkmont, putting you right inside some of the most scenic terrain in the entire park. Fall Creek Falls State Park provides a well-maintained campground close to the waterfall and surrounding hiking trails. For free or low-cost camping, the Cherokee National Forest allows dispersed camping across large sections of public land in eastern Tennessee, a genuinely generous free camping option, though specific rules vary by district and should be checked ahead of time. Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge are packed with cozy mountain cabins, many with hot tubs and porch views straight into the Smokies themselves. Nashville's downtown hotels put you within walking distance of Broadway and the Music Row scene, a great home base for soaking in the city's live music energy. And Dollywood's Dreammore Resort lets you stay right on property with easy access to the park, a genuinely convenient option for traveling families. Tennessee currently has no Amtrak passenger rail service at all, so a personal vehicle or RV is genuinely the only practical way to see the state. Nashville and Memphis both operate local bus systems, covering their downtown cores reasonably well for visitors basing themselves there. Beyond those two cities, expect to drive between destinations, which suits Tennessee's scenic mountain and countryside routes perfectly well. Tennessee's food culture runs deep and proud across every corner of the state. Nashville hot chicken, fried chicken coated in a fiery cayenne-based paste, has become a genuine national phenomenon that started right here in the city. Memphis barbecue, especially dry-rubbed ribs seasoned without sauce, represents one of the great regional barbecue styles in the entire country. Jack Daniel's whiskey, distilled in Lynchburg using the Lincoln County process, remains one of Tennessee's most famous exports worldwide. And country ham with biscuits, a classic Southern breakfast staple, shows up on menus across the entire state at nearly every diner. Catch a live show at the Grand Ole Opry, an experience that genuinely captures the heart of American country music tradition in one legendary room. Walk Beale Street in Memphis after dark, when the blues clubs come alive with live music spilling out onto the sidewalk. Time a visit to Elkmont in early June for the rare synchronous firefly event, when thousands of fireflies blink in unison across the forest floor. And ride the rides at Dollywood, a theme park that manages to feel like a genuine celebration of Appalachian culture rather than just another amusement park. Summer brings peak hiking season to the Great Smoky Mountains, with waterfalls running strong and wildflowers blooming across the higher elevations. Nashville's outdoor concert scene comes alive all summer long, with free shows happening in parks across the city most weekends. And the synchronous firefly event at Elkmont, typically held in late May or early June, requires advanced lottery registration. So plan well ahead if that experience is on your list. Gatlinburg and downtown Nashville run noticeably higher during peak summer season, especially for lodging and dining near the main attractions. Rural Tennessee and the Cherokee National Forest are dramatically more affordable, with camping often running $20 to $35 a night. Balancing a mountain or city stretch with a quieter rural stretch keeps your overall Tennessee trip very manageable from start to finish. Cell coverage is strong along the interstates and throughout Nashville and Memphis, with reliable signal for navigation and streaming in most populated areas of the state. Coverage drops noticeably deep inside the Great Smoky Mountains backcountry. So, download offline maps before heading into those quieter, more remote mountain trails. That's Tennesseans a state holding country music legends, misty mountain wilderness, and barbecue traditions all inside one genuinely soulful set of borders. Next time, we're heading into North Carolina, a state stretching from Appalachian peaks all the way to a barrier island coastline, unlike anywhere else in the country. Pack the cooler, and I'll see you there.